people won't play our records on the radio. And we didn't know whether or not it was because our music was crappy or because somebody really knew what the words to the songs meant, so they couldn't, so they wouldn't take a chance. So we came to the conclusion that actually all it was a conspiracy against the Mothers of Invention, because we were supposedly so dirty, vile, and crazy, and also a threat to our great nation and all that it has stood for in the past. And we hope that it will not continue to stand for in the future. However, boys and girls, the people who run the radio stations are on the watch, you know, for our records when they come in. As soon as somebody sends a single to the radio station with our name on it, they either melt it, break it, stomp on it, or send it in an envelope directly back to the record company from which it came with a threatening note. But we said, what the heck? Why can't we be just like other teenage rock and roll bands, outside of the fact that we're all over 30, and go and cut a single record and try and get the sucker on the radio? So what we did was we went into a professional recording studio in New York City in the middle of the night for two nights in a row, and also a Saturday afternoon for mixing, and cranked out two miserable teenage-type records with words that couldn't possibly offend anybody, and they're reasonably singable by any group other than the Mothers of Invention, and they're teenage boy-girl-type songs. And so they're being released this week. I would expect to be able to add these to our list of smash flops very shortly. We'll begin our medley of Mothers of Invention hit singles with the B-side of this one, which is a tune called Valerie. By the way, did you know that Big Leg Emma was released as a single? I can't understand why that didn't get on the radio. That's just as imbecilic as Yummy Yummy Yummy. But I think the size of the woman's leg had something to do with it. A large stomach, that's one thing. Big legs, I don't know.
Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Get a look at me. We'll be right back.
One, two, three.
Shadows run from themselves.
sugar blues. Everybody's singing about the sugar blues. The whole town is ringing. I like coffee, I'm crazy for the tea, but the doggone gales turn sour on me. I feel bad, I feel so unhappy, could lay right down and die. Well, you can say what you choose, but I'm confused. I got the sugar, oh, I got the sugar, I got those sugar blues. About the sugar blues, the whole town is swinging. I like coffee, I'm crazy for the tea, but the doggone gales turn sour on me. I feel bad, I feel so unhappy, could lay right down and die. Well, you say what you choose, but I'm confused. I got the sugar, got those sugar blues.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
crops. They're prey gathering herds of stiff knee-length skirts and white ankle socks. But while they search for a mate, my type hibernate in bedrooms above, composing their songs of love. They cannot disguise, while I try to find words as light as the birds that circle above to put in my songs of love. Fate doesn't hang on a wrong or right choice. Have time, let the sun shine down from above and fill you with songs of love.
Some water to put out the blowtorch. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clean up dirty wings. Let me take a ride, hurt yourself. Want some help, help myself. Got some rope, haven't told. Promise you, haven't you. Let me take a ride, hurt yourself. Want some help, help myself. Polly wants a cracker. Maybe she would like more food. Ask me to untie her. Chasing me and ask for a few. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clip dirty reins. Let me take a ride, hurt yourself. Want some help, help myself. Got some rope, haven't told. Promise you,
yourself. Want some help? Help myself. Paula said, Paula says her back hurts. She's just as bored as me. She caught me off my guard. Misses me the will of instinct. Isn't me, haven't seen. Let me clip dirty wings. Let me take a ride. Hurt yourself. Want some help? Help myself. Got some rope. Haven't told. Promise you. Haven't you? Let me take a ride. Hurt yourself. Want some help? Help myself.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
Your head and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. Leaving there too soon. There's a girl just down the aisle. Turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone. Ain't it funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real? Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 Thank you. That's really an oldie. table. Lots of love in the house. The children all do what they're able to do. We got so much to be happy about. I got a woman standing beside me. She really knows how to stand by her man. She's strong and she's soft and she's honest to me. It really helps me to be a good man. Shadows to see. He only gave us the good things so we'd understand what life without them would be. And there's plenty of wheat on the prairie, lots of coal in the mine. We got soldiers so strong they can bury their dead and still not go back shooting blind. There's women and men on the workforce doing 40 hours plus overtime. So the hostages held at the airport.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
One, two. Well, we're gonna play the blues for you now. Kind of goes like that.
Finger in the bamboo.